Chapter 10. Reduce Sounds. The Downside of Intonation. Reduced sounds are all those extra sounds created by an absence of lip, tongue, jaw, and throat movement. They're a principal function of intonation and are truly indicative of the American sound. Reduced sounds are valleys. American intonation is made up of peaks and valleys, tops of staircases, and bottoms of staircases. To have strong peaks, you'll have to develop deep valleys. These deep valleys should be filled with all kinds of reduced vowels, one in particular, the completely neutral schwa. Ignore spelling. Since you probably first became acquainted with English through the printed word, this is going to be quite a challenge. The position of a syllable is more important than spelling as an indication of correct pronunciation. For example, the words photograph and photography each have two O's and an A. The first word is stressed on the first syllable, so photograph sounds like photograph. The second word is stressed on the second syllable, photography, so the word comes out photography. You can see here that their spelling doesn't tell you how they sound. Word stress or intonation will determine the pronunciation. Work on listening to words. Concentrate on hearing the pure sounds, not trying to make the word fit a familiar spelling. Otherwise, you'll be taking the long way round and giving yourself both a lot of extra work and an accent. Syllables that are perched atop a peak or a staircase are strong sounds. That is, they maintain their original pronunciation. On the other hand, syllables that fall in the valleys or on a lower stair step are weak sounds. Thus, they're reduced. Some vowels are reduced completely to schwas, a very relaxed sound, while others are only toned down. In the following exercises, we'll be dealing with these toned-down sounds. In the introduction, I talked about overpronouncing. This section will handle that overpronunciation. You're going to skim over words. You're going to dash through certain sounds. Your peaks are going to be quite strong, but your valleys blurry. A very intuitive aspect of intonation that this practice will help you develop. Articles such as the, are usually very reduced sounds. Before a consonant, the and are both schwa sounds, which are reduced. Before a vowel, however, you'll notice a change. The schwa of the turns into a long e plus a connecting y. The book changes to the only book. A hat becomes an ugly hat. The article becomes n. Think of an orange rather than an orange. An opening, an eye. An imaginary animal. Exercise 10-1. Reducing articles. The man. The best. The last one. A girl. A banana. A computer. The apple. The egg. The easy way. An orange. An opening. An interview. When you use the rubber band with dogs eat bones, and when you built your own sentence, you saw that intonation reduces the unstressed words. Intonation is the peak, and reduced sounds are the valleys. In the beginning, you should make extra high peaks in long, deep valleys. When you're not sure, reduce. In the following exercise, work with this idea. Small words such as articles, prepositions, pronouns, conjunctions, relative pronouns, and auxiliary verbs are lightly skimmed over and almost not pronounced. You've seen how intonation changes the meaning in words and sentences. Inside a one-syllable word, it distinguishes between a final voiced or unvoiced consonant, bed and bet. Inside a longer word, eunuch versus unique, the pronunciation and meaning change in terms of vocabulary. In a sentence, he seems nice, he seems nice, the meaning changes in terms of intent. In a sentence, intonation can also make a clear vowel sound disappear. When a vowel is stressed, it has a certain sound. When it's not stressed, it usually sounds like UH, pronounced UH. Small words like to, at, or as are not usually stressed, so the vowel disappears. Exercise 10-2. Reduce sounds. Read aloud from the right-hand column. The intonation is marked for you.
2. Today. Tonight. Tomorrow. To work. To school. To the store. We have to go now. He went to work. They hope to find it. I can't wait to find out. We don't know what to do. Don't jump to conclusions. To be or not to be. He didn't get to go. He told me to help. She told you to get it. I go to work. At 1:45. The only way to get it is, you've got to pay to get it. We plan to do it. Let's go to lunch. The score was 4-6. It's the only way to do it, so to speak. I don't know how to say it. Go to page 8. Show me how to get it. You need to know when to do it. Who's to blame? At. We're at home. I'll see you at lunch. Dinner's at 5. Leave him at the door. The meeting's at 1. He's at the post office. They're at the bank. I'm at school. I'll see you at 11. He's at a meeting. She laughed at his idea. One at a time. We got it at an auction. The show started at 8. The dog jumped out at us. I was at a friend's house. It. Can you do it? Give it to me. Buy it tomorrow. It can wait. Read it twice. Forget about it. Give it a try. Let it alone. Take it away. I got it in London. What is it about? Let's try it again. Look, there it is. 4. This is for you. It's for my friend. A table for 4, please. We planned it for later. For example. For instance. What is this for? What'd you do it for? Who'd you get it for? From. It's from the IRS. I'm from Arkansas. There's a letter from Bob. This letter's from Alaska. Who's it from? Where are you from? In. It's in the bag. It's in it. I'll be back in a minute. This movie? Who's in it? Come in. He's in America. N. He's an American. I got an A in English. He got an F in algebra. He had an accident. We want an orange. He didn't have an excuse. I'll be there in an instant. It's an easy mistake to make. And. Ham and eggs. Bread and butter. Coffee? With cream and sugar? No, lemon and sugar. And some more cookies? They kept going back and forth. We watched it again and again. He did it over and over. We learned by trial and error. Or, soup or salad? Now or later? More or less? Left or right? For here or to go? Are you going up or down? R. What are you doing? Where are you going? What are you planning on doing? How are you? Those are no good. How are you doing? The kids are still asleep. Your. How's your family? Where are your keys? You're American, aren't you? Tell me when you're ready. Is this your car? You're late again, Bob. 1. Which one is yours? Which one is better? One of them is broken. I'll use the other one. I like the red one, Edwin. That's the last one. The next one will be better. Here's one for you. Let them go one by one. The. It's the best. What's the matter? What's the problem? I have to go to the bathroom. Who's the boss around here? Give it to the dog. Put it in the drawer. It's a present. You need a break. Give him a chance. Let's get a new pair of shoes. Can I have a Coke, please? Is that a computer? Where's a public telephone? Of. It's the top of the line. It's a state-of-the-art printer. As a matter of fact, get out of here. Practice all of the time. Today's the 1st of May. What's the name of that movie? That's the best of all. Some of them. All of them. Most of them. None of them. Any of them. The rest of them. Can you speak English? I can only do it on Wednesday. A can opener can open cans. Can I help you? Can you do it? We can try it later. I hope you can sell it. No one can fix it. Let me know if you can find it. Had. Jack had had enough. Bill had forgotten again. What had he done to deserve it? We'd already seen it. He'd never been there. Had you ever had one? Where'd he hidden it? Bob said he'd looked into it. Would. He would have helped if. Would he like one? Do you think he'd do it? Why would I tell her? We'd see it again if. He'd never be there on time. Would you ever have one? Was. He was only trying to help. Mark was American. Where was it? How was it? That was great. Who was with you? She was very clear. When was the War of 1812? What? What time is it? What's up? What's on your agenda? What do you mean? What'd you mean? What'd you do about it? What took so long? What do you think of this? What'd you do then? I don't know what he wants. Some. Some are better than others. There are some leftovers. Let's buy some ice cream. Could we get some other ones? Take some of mine. Would you like some more? Would you like some more? Do you have some ice? Do you have some ice?
Exercise 10-3. Intonation and pronunciation of that. That is a special case because it serves three different grammatical functions. The relative pronoun and the conjunction are reducible. The demonstrative pronoun cannot be reduced to a schwa sound. It must stay a.
Relative pronoun. The car that she ordered is red. Conjunction. He said that he liked it. Demonstrative. Why did you do that? Combination. I know that he'll read that book that I told you about.
Exercise 10-4. Crossing out reduced sounds. Pause the CD and cross out any sound that's not clearly pronounced, including to, for, and, that, than, the soft I, and unstressed syllables that don't have strong vowel sounds. Exercise 10-5. Reading reduced sounds. Repeat the paragraph after me. Although you're getting rid of the vowel sounds, you want to maintain a strong intonation and let the sounds flow together. For the first reading of this paragraph, it's helpful to keep your teeth clenched together to reduce excess jaw and lip movement. Let's begin.
Hello, my name is Anne. I'm taking American accent training. There's a lot to learn, but I hope to make it as enjoyable as possible. I should pick up on the American intonation pattern pretty easily, although the only way to get it is to practice all the time. I use the up and down or peaks and valleys intonation more than I used to. I've been paying attention to pitch, too. It's like walking down a staircase. I've been talking to a lot of Americans lately, and they tell me that I'm easier to understand. Anyway, I could go on and on, but the important thing is to listen well and sound good. Well, what do you think? Do I?